It's Full Metal Jackie on the show with us this week. Sid Wilson of Slipknot. How are you?
Hey, how's it going? Full Metal Jackie, I love that. I had a scratch record that I put out. It's called Full Metal Scratch It.
Oh, look at that. Well, very cool. Thank you so much for being on the show. And Sid, outside of Slipknot, you also DJ, produce, rap, and act. What's fulfilling and maybe even rejuvenating about expressing yourself in creative outlets other than Slipknot?
I don't know. I guess I've always kind of considered myself a jack of all trades. My father's kind of a Renaissance man and does several things. He was very active with military, and then he played pro football for Oxford United in England, pro moto scrambles, which is motocross today, for BSA, British Small Arms Motorcycles. He is an artist. He paints wildlife. He just recently started sculpting. He's an architect and land developer. I can just go on and on about the guy. He does so many things. I've pretty much spent my whole life trying to live up to the name of Sid, being that he's the second and I'm the third.
It's Full Metal Jackie. Sid from Slipknot with us. Knotfest 2022 now underway. Sid's going to be hanging out with us this evening. Right now, a new tune from Under Oath and their latest record, Voyeurist Numb. It's Full Metal Jackie. Sid Wilson of Slipknot on the show with us this week. There's a 2022 edition of the Knotfest Roadshow. And let's talk about the new Slipknot album. Corey Taylor has described it as a very melodic, heavier version of Volume 3, The Subliminal Verses. What was your mindset in terms of how you needed to express yourself in the context of this album?
Man, it's hard to say. It's just like the development of this album happened a lot during our travel and touring. We have a portable studio set up with us, so a lot of ideas get put down in the studio room backstage. And it was like, in a way, it was like we're traveling and touring and touring and getting further and further from Earth. So I actually dove into a lot of samples from different moons around different planets out in the universe in our solar system to kind of translate the amount of travel we were doing while doing this album, and then also bringing it back down to Earth for everyone to listen to. So my sound selection was a little more off planet than normal.
It's Full Metal Jackie. Sid from Slipknot with us. We've got Josta's weekly pick from the pit with Jamie Josta of Hatebreed coming up, plus music from Metallica, Testament. Sid's going to be picking music. It's all on the way. It's Full Metal Jackie. Sid Wilson of Slipknot on the show with us this week. The Knotfest Roadshow is happening again this year. At this stage of your career, how are you better prepared for the physical wear and tear of a Slipknot show?
Oh, that's a great question, because actually just recently I've been making trips to Los Angeles and getting treatment on my knees. My knees have gotten very degenerative over the years from all of the dancing, jumping off of high objects and landing on my feet and all of that, as people are familiar with. And I have a meniscus tear in my left knee and a multi-angular meniscus tear in my right knee, which means it's like spiderweb tears. So there's several tears going in all different directions. And I started doing what's called a Regenikine treatment, which is usually done by the same people who do stem cell treatment. What they do is take my blood, and then they take the blood cells, activate them into repair mode, and then inject them back into the joint where the problem's happening. So these really long needles, and they go all the way into the center of my knees when they inject this. And I'm on my second stage of the treatment now, and when I go back to LA here in about a week or so, I'm going to have three more treatments done. And then there's a lot of physio that happens with that too. So I'm being rebuilt like the bionic man.
Sid Wilson of Slipknot with us. We're talking about Knotfest Roadshow 2022 edition, which is happening now. Coming up this hour, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week music from Slayer. We're going to check out a new tune from Fit for a King, and we'll have more with Sid right after this. It's Full Metal Jackie. Sid Wilson of Slipknot is my guest on the show this week. And Sid, lately, Slipknot headlines seem to be romances and feuds just as much as music. What frustrates or amuses you about sensationalism overshadowing music and art?
I don't know. I mean, I don't get too wrapped up in that stuff. I just keep living my life, you know what I mean? I don't succumb to that much of the things that are happening unless it's coming directly from me, from some kind of media platform, then it's all kind of hearsay otherwise, you know what I mean? And then if it's with other people that I know as well, it's like, you know, get it from the horse's mouth, so to speak. And I don't know, I don't allow myself to get too wrapped up in that anyways. I am active on social media and other platforms, but it's more of just kind of a bonus for fans to be able to connect with me. And if you see something like on my Instagram, it's coming directly from me. I don't have like a management team handling that or anything. All of my follows and all of my interactions are completely organic with me. So, I don't know, it's fun, and I like that it's something that can be done to let the fans interact with me on a personal level. And I just kind of keep it at that. You know, I try not to take it too serious and just have fun with it.
It's Full Metal Jackie, Sid from Slipknot with us. Quick break coming up next. We're going to be hearing from Dream Widow, the fictitious metal band from the Studio 666 film. Dave Grohl getting in touch with his demonic side. Dream Widow coming up next, along with the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week and more with Sid Wilson. It's Full Metal Jackie, Sid Wilson of Slipknot on the show with us this week. The first Slipknot album came out over 20 years ago when you were a bunch of kids in Iowa who had absolutely nothing to lose. What's better and worse about making an album now when you're far from unknown?
I guess what was better about it at first is that I guess when we first started, we had so much time as individuals, and not everyone, you know, was in a relationship or had children or whatever. It was, I believe, only Sean with children in the band. So it allowed us more time to commit every waking minute and hour and day, 7 days a week together, writing, coming up with material, and locking ourselves in a basement. And now, you know, as time progresses, everyone's lives progress as well. And, you know, you have all these different logistics involved with each person's life, which doesn't allow as much free time as we had when we were younger to pursue the writing of the music and the creation of the live show together all the time. So we have to find new ways to do that while traveling and on the road. And although we haven't lost any of the fun in that, but the... yeah, I guess that the freedom of time of when you're young and don't have as many things going on in your life is definitely missed, for sure.
Sid Wilson of Slipknot with us, Knotfest 2022, and new music coming out this year, or so we hear. Sid, it's great to chat with you. Thank you so much for taking the time, and looking forward to seeing you out there.
Absolutely. I can't wait to get back out there and keep rebuilding myself and keep trying to bring 120% to all these people out there. And yeah, looking forward to it.
And hey, stick around, because we've got music from Slayer and more after this.